judge, jury, executioner. Okay, that got really dark fast. Now back to His Honor, Judge Dan Jacobs, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
Come on and slam. All right, I may have jinxed the Avalanche.
I'll take the L. I'll call up and personally apologize to Joe Sakic.
They're up 3-1. I'm like, hey, Avs and Nuggets going to win.
And as soon as I say, you know, they're up 3-1, as soon as I say the Avalanche and Nuggets win, boom, Avs gives up a power play goal. They're up 3-2 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third period. So hopefully they'll hang on. You know, and I'll be their good luck charm because now I'm rooting them on. Not that I get a chance to watch it. I can't put it on the TV in the studio. But Nuggets did get kind of a weird victory tonight against the kind of woeful. I don't want to bag on the Thunder too much because they're 6-7 on the season and the Nuggets are 7-7 on the season. We welcome into the program our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore. Matt, how are you tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So, kind of an odd victory. They did blow out the Thunder 119-101. I didn't get to see the game, obviously, because of the TV situation. But starters didn't play a lot of minutes, so a good game for the bench to get in there. But I noticed Bol Bol only gets 7 minutes. Probably not unusual, though, huh, Matt?
Not necessarily. Bol Bol has not cemented himself in the rotation, given practice habits starting in preseason, going all the way through the games. It's tough to find minutes for Bol right now.
Practice habits?
He hasn't mastered kind of control of the offense. Like, he's just kind of behind the curve in terms of knowing where to be on both ends of the floor. He has trouble with matchups against bigs. He gets bullied against smalls. He gets blown by. He's in a place where there's still a lot of work, I think, to come on getting him to a point where he's an NBA rotation player.
Yeah. You would just think, okay, well, a lot of guys are getting minutes tonight. Rotation's kind of out the window. This would be his chance. None of the starters even played 30 minutes. So you thought, well, maybe he'd get 15 or 12, but that just wasn't in the cards, huh?
No, I don't think there's necessarily, like, I don't know. Because part of it also is, you know, if you're trying to work a guy in, if you want to get him real minutes, I always said this is, you know, floor time in NBA games in garbage time, it isn't as productive as people think it is. Like, oh, you want to get some minutes for him? Like, yes and no. Like, if you're trying to add him into a rotation, especially for a team like this, it's just not going to do you a whole lot, especially versus this Thunder team that was already kind of at the end of it. So, Malone just played smaller. So, I'm not surprised that Bol didn't play. I think there's probably some value in finding out and trying to develop him a little bit more. But if he continues to be behind the curve, the coaching staff just doesn't have the confidence in him, I don't think, right now.
All right, so looking at the box score, the obvious question is, you know, of course, the starters, again, none of them played 30 minutes. Jamal Murray only played 21 minutes, but you're looking at it and you're like, okay, 2 for 10, 0 for 3 from three-point land, did have 4 assists, but you're kind of looking, we're still starting to wonder about Jamal Murray. When are we going to see him consistently? We all thought he broke through at times in the playoffs. We expected him to be that superstar this year. Oh, what happened tonight?
So Malone started mentioning this a couple games back that he's dealing with an elbow, and Murray finally admitted the elbow is really bothering him, and that's pretty rare. Murray's never been a guy that admits to injury. Even when he was clearly injured, his line is always, I'm fine. And he's actually been like, it's bothering me quite a bit. But for whatever reason, they won't sit him, and he probably won't assent to sitting. He always wants to play through it. It's pretty clear he needs to sit down and rest the elbow. Like, he's just not in a good place right now because of that. His shooting mechanics are just not comfortable. He doesn't feel like he doesn't even seem like he's all that comfortable in getting to his moves because he's aware of the elbow. It seems to be getting worse, not better. Malone was asked this week if there's been consideration of sitting him, but they just feel like with the course of the season and where they're at, especially, that they need to go ahead and It's just one of the things he's going to have to deal with and kind of play through. I do wonder if it gets worse, if he's going to have to get looked at and maybe take some time off.
Well, I guess it's a tough situation. They'll get a boost whenever they get Porter Jr. back, but people are starting to, I don't know if people are panicking, but people are certainly, you know, perplexed by the struggles. People were really excited about the Nuggets. Are they going to make that leap? They're 7-7 on the year right now. Can they afford to not have their, you know, star point guard?
I got to ask a question, right? Like, you got 72 games, but you're already 20% of the way through the season. Like, that's where we're at right now. It's like, you know, the shortened schedule, you know, you miss, and with it being so every other day and often back-to-backs, you know, he takes 2 weeks off, and that's a significant chunk of your season. And they've already been without Porter. They have enough guard depth where I think they could probably pull it off. Monte Morris has played really well this season. They could probably get through it, especially with the way that Jokic is playing. But that's the other concern, right, is if Murray's not in there to prop up some of the other units when he's playing better, and he did play better in the last game, if he's not there to play better, then at what point, you know, do you have to lean on Jokic even more, and you can't do that. So there's kind of all these compounding factors. I've talked about this a lot with Sean. The Kings games, losing the two out the gate really hurt them. You know, they win those two, they're 9-5 right now, and they have a little bit more cushion. But right now it feels like they're in the thick of it. Malone likes the direction that they're headed. But until they're out of the woods and they've created separation between them and any chunk of the Western Conference, it's going to be all hands on deck for a while.
Well, you said until. Are they going to do that?
I think so. They're trending in the right direction. Tonight was a kind of win that I think that they needed to have. I've talked about this a lot. They needed to absolutely just smash bad teams. That's been one of their problems over the last couple of years, is they just screwed around with bad teams too much in the first half. You saw that a little bit. But they put the pedal down in the third quarter, took care of business, and got a comfortable win, got some garbage time, kept the minutes down. They're still looking for a good win. The schedule gets tough from here on out, but they do seem to be figuring out more and more of who they're going to be this season and how to make it work. They got to put the pieces together. They got to play better defense. I still think they're missing one to two pieces that aren't Michael Porter Jr., but getting MPJ back, at least in terms of production, will help, even if his net impact winds up being a little limited. They're trending in the right direction, but they're not out of the woods yet. And things can absolutely go south in a hurry for this team with where they're at.
All right. Well, I like your confidence. Hopefully you're right on that. I don't know if you're even comfortable commenting on this. I don't know if they're waiting on the lawsuit, if they have some Hail Mary they think they're going to pull off with that. We're going into a third season now without the majority of the fans being able to watch the team. At what point, you know, I guess they'll just let it go another season where we're just not going to be able to watch. At what point do they just, you know, cash in their chips and say, we got to sell the rights?
Everyone's been asking that. Everyone's kind of assumed, like, at some point, there has to be a point where the pain is too much for KSE, where at some point there's a position where they just simply lost too much revenue. I mean, that's what's shocking to me. I'm stunned that there hasn't been a deal based on the fact that, you know, they lost the ticket revenue from the end of last season. They lost the altitude advertising benefits from Comcast, those rights fees last season. They're losing it this season. For an organization that has at times prioritized revenue in KSE, I'm shocked that the deal hasn't been done yet. But there's been no indication that that's moved. There's been no indication of any shift on those positions. Altitude continues to hold the line and say, look, we have other partners in AT&T and Dish and these other networks, and we're going to hold firm until we get what we deserve. I just think it's doing the fans a disservice. And quite honestly, I'm really surprised the league hasn't stepped in at this point to apply more pressure.
Yeah, I mean, Comcast has no incentive. What does Comcast care? They really, at this point, Comcast has absorbed any pain they're going to feel, and they've moved on. Like, there's no leverage.
Yeah, there's absolutely, unless there's some sort of a variable, which I'm not aware of, as I'm not a, you know, TV business reporter, especially on a local level, that I'm not aware of. But from where I've been at, and especially talking to people around the league, I get questions from random league personnel. They're like, hey, did they ever fix the TV situation? I'm like, nope, still can't watch. Like, you can't watch the game in market? I'm like, yeah, it's kind of a problem. But yeah, you go to the Western Conference Finals and they can't watch you. But hey, I think honestly at this point, with how the season has started, maybe the Nuggets don't mind being under the radar and off the screen until they get things right, at least.
Yeah, well, it's mind-boggling. I think maybe right now they have the cover of, well, we have a lawsuit, but I can just tell you, Matt, as a lawyer, I took a look at it. You can never say, you know, with 100% certainty that, well, they're going to lose, but they are unlikely to prevail, in my opinion. And I've asked some other attorneys. They are unlikely to prevail in their lawsuit. So I don't think they have a lot of leverage there either. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for your time, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Take care.
Matt Moore, our Nuggets, our fan Nuggets insider, joining us. All right, coming up next, interesting comments from George Payton about Drew Lock. They had me raising my eyebrow a little bit. We'll get into that next.